This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. A little more on Brexit before we move on. We've spent a lot of the last week and a half talking about a potential exit could affect global economics. But what about one specific industry where employees move from country to country and contract to contract at a moment's notice? Of course, we're talking about sports. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look.
Any industry that crosses international borders to do business is going to be affected by the currency market. Sport is no different.
Worldwide, sports is about a $150 billion business.
Matthew Futterman is author of the book Players, the story of sports and money and the visionaries who fought to create a revolution.
Any business that's that big is going to be affected by the sort of macroeconomic earthquakes that happen.
Stefan Szymański is professor of sports management at the University of Michigan. He says organizations like the English Premier League and FIFA might actually benefit from turmoil in the currency markets.
Think about these institutions really as being exporters. They're exporters of sporting products to the rest of the world. If you're an exporter, you actually benefit when your currency is depreciating because that just makes it look cheaper.
But it's a little different for individuals. The Wimbledon Tennis Grand Slam wraps up this weekend. The men's and women's champions will make £2 million, the most in the tournament's history. And in dollars, that's about $300,000 less than it was 2 weeks ago. But even teams and players closer to home have to deal with currency shifts. Victor Matheson teaches economics at the College of the Holy Cross. He says we see this all the time in the National Hockey League, where 7 of the 30 teams are based in Canada.
In the NHL, all players, no matter where you play, are paid in American dollars, which means if you're a Canadian team and the Canadian dollar's weak, you have a hard time signing those pricey free agents.
And it shows. Not to blame the currency markets, but it's been 23 years since a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. Man, loony. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.